the telepathic faculties I'm talking about are where animals, dogs, cats, horses, and parrots, are the star performers here, pick up what their owner's thinking. Now, many people would say, well, how do you know it's not just body language, noticing subtle cues and stuff? Well, in some cases, when the owner's in the same room, that may be the case. But what I've been particularly interested in is how they pick up their owner's thoughts or intentions, even when their owner's not in the same room. For example, a lot of cats hate going to the vet, and they pick up when their owner's planning to take them, and they disappear. The big problem for owners and for vets, because we asked vets in North London, practically every veterinary clinic we asked had a problem with cancelled appointments with cats on a regular basis. So you might think, well, this is just them seeing the owner getting out the carrying basket and so on, but that's not the case. A lot of owners don't get out the carrying basket because they know the cat will disappear. And some people make appointments for the vet while they're at work. Then they drive home to pick up the cat, and instead of being on the doorstep where it usually is, it's nowhere to be seen. So I think that the cats can pick up people's intentions to take them to vets. Dogs can pick up people's intentions to go take them for walks, even if they're in another room and it's not a usual time. Animals can pick up people's intentions to give them special treats, food, at unusual times. Somebody's just thinking of getting something out of the refrigerator for them, and they bound into the room. But the most spectacular example is the one that I based the title of the book on, the ability to anticipate arrivals, because here the person's miles away when this happens. They can be 10, 20, 50 miles away, even 1,000 miles away or more if they're flying from a city in another part of the world. And in these cases, the animal's anticipation, going and waiting by the door or window, can't be explained in terms of seeing the owner or picking up clues from them. Most people would say, well, how do you know it's not just a matter of routine or habit or regular timing? Well, in most cases, it's not. People who comment on this phenomenon, who've noticed it and who find it striking in their pets, are well aware of the possibility of routine. What's interesting is that most of the cases I've heard about are not people returning at routine times. We've also done experiments where we videotape the animal. We can see exactly when it's waiting. We have time-coded videotapes. We've done more than 250 of these experiments. And the person comes home at randomly selected times. I call them or beep them on a beeper to tell them when to come. They don't know in advance when this will be. No one at home knows when they're coming. And to rule out the idea that the animal's just picking up familiar car sounds, we have people travel in taxis or get friends to drive them in unfamiliar cars. The animals still know. It's definitely not routine, not familiar sounds, at least in the case of the dogs I've investigated in most detail. It seems to be a telepathic phenomenon. The animals are responding to people's intentions. They, in fact, start reacting before people get in the car to come home. They start reacting when they're just planning to get home, getting ready to leave the building, getting their coat on, getting their bag packed, and starting on their homeward journey.